Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Steve, welcome back. What's your story today?
Well, I was sitting.
Not one.
Hope it's a Croatian story.
I should have thought of something like that. But sitting at my kitchen table today, and it was odd that a sparrow kind of landed on our sill. And just not too weird, but, you know, like sometimes they get confused and landed on the sill, and I didn't think too much about it. My wife sent me a picture about an hour ago of our two front windows. These are not my Window Nation windows because clearly damage has been done to them. But anyway, the birds ate our window screens or something like that.
Oh, they're trying to get bugs off of them.
They're trying to get bugs off of them?
I think that sometimes that's what they're doing.
I mean, they're shredded. They're completely
what?
Shredded.
The wood? What is it?
The screen is all ripped through.
The screen. Oh.
Yeah, I thought I had it set up here.
So did this all happen while you were away on vacation?
No, I don't think so, because I noticed the birds flying there today, and I would have noticed that there was not a screen there, that the screen had been badly damaged. So it's just, I think it's all happened just today.
And you used to mock me when I had my when I was under attack by birds in the front of my new home.
Kev, how's that going?
First of all, you were never attacked. You were never attacked.
Well, they were basically attacking us, Steve.
Anyway, so I sent you guys the picture. If you look at it, it's literally shredded, the screens from the bottom.
Oh, and there's no way a bird did that.
Well, who the hell do you think did it?
I don't know, but Steve, that's like 2.5 feet across. I mean, these are little birds.
I've got two pictures of two different windows of it happening.
That's weird.
That's really bad.
I Googled for you, and it said...
I Google for you, too.
Birds may eat screens due to their excellent vision and attraction to shiny or reflective surfaces. However, this behavior can lead to damage to screens as birds have sharp claws and beaks.
I'll say the world.
This is a 2-foot by 8-inch removal of a screen.
Right, I bet a cat did it.
No, they're up, but they're not on the ground. They're like higher than a normal floor.
It looks like it's the main floor.
It's the main floor, so a cat's not going to get up. But it does look like a cat did it because the whole screen, like you're right, Lisa, it's probably a 2-foot window, 18-inch wide window, and up the first 10, 12 inches has just been shredded away.
But it's horizontally perfect.
Right, it is.
That's odd.
I have no idea what it could be, but it happened today. I'm kind of afraid to go home.
There's something in your house, Steve.
It's outside. It's a screen.
Well, was the window closed?
Well, yeah.
Well, okay then. What if it wasn't?
Anyway, I'm throwing my situation out to the masses there. That's my story.
Oh, yeah. The phones are ringing and the text line is lighting up. We'll have an answer before the end of this segment, I promise you.
Thank you.
What's your story, Mary?
I tell you, Joann Fabrics will not get out of the news. They just continue to be in the news. I heard Steve Burness this morning from the Better Business Bureau talking about the latest scam involving Joann Fabrics. So they're all over online scam, promising people to buy things online, and they'll give you like 80% off or 85% off or whatever. Well, obviously don't do it, people, because they haven't been selling anything online since March 5th. So there's, you know, if you click something to buy, you're not getting it. They're getting your money, but you're not getting whatever your, you know, your thread or your fabric. So, yeah, that's another scary situation. Most of them are closed now anyway, so.
They're scary.
It's scary, Kevin.
It's scary to me.
We got animals breaking into Steve's house. We got Joann Fabric ripoffs. What's next?
Joann won't go out of the news.
Tip off to the ripoff.
Because Mary won't let him go out of the news.
Yeah. You're next, Kevin.
This happened 2 weeks ago, but the story's making the rounds after George Wendt passed away this week. But the door from the Cheers bar sold at auction. So the door they all walked through... guess how much it sold for?
Jeez, if it's the original from the set?
Yeah, it's the original. It's
$38,000.
$38,000?
$1 million.
$250K is what Lisa said. $163,000.
Wow.
In June of 2023, the bar counter from the set sold for $675,000.
How much did the door go for?
$163,000.
I would totally buy the bar.
Well, isn't that bar still there?
This is from the set.
Oh, that's from the set. Okay.
Yeah, the bar stool used by George Wendt.
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Kevin.
$6,500.
That is my favorite line about the milk bone.
Can you finish it, Kevin?
No.
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Mary.
And I'm just a milk bone or something?
Yep, that's it. And I'm just a milk bone.
Or something.
Everybody's happy that Mary lands the tip-off to the rip-off. They're saying it happens to their screens as well. Sometimes it has to do with nesting. And somebody said it's a chupacabra.
It could be a chupacabra.
What?
I'm with that.
Mary. And
that's
scary, it's Mary. A dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk bone underwear.
Oh, that's it.
The news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine
And I'm a milk bone.